USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Friday, while delivering remarks on expanding health care coverage options for small businesses and workers, the president says the U.S. will never become a socialist country.
Socialist health care would crush American workers with higher taxes, long wait times, and far worse care. Their plan would eliminate Medicare as we know it and terminate the private health insurance of 180 million Americans, and even more than that now. On my watch, we will never let that happen. We will never be a socialist country.
A Dayton, Ohio man was sentenced to 15 years in prison for trying to join ISIS. The man was convicted last year on charges of conspiracy and attempting to aid a terrorist organization. Prosecutors say the Jordanian citizen hatched a plot to fly to Syria and train with ISIS. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signs a bill outlawing sanctuary cities in the state of Florida.
After just having one legislative session under our belt, we're delivering on the promises that we made to the people of Florida.
The bills passed Florida's House and Senate mainly along party lines. There's a new report out about the future of meat. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The global consulting firm A.T. Kearney is predicting that most meat products won't come from actual animals by the year 2040, that 60% of meat by then will be grown in vats or made from plant-based products. The report estimates more than a third of all meat will be cultured, and about 25% will be vegan replacements. It concludes that the global demand for meat products will prompt the transformation to a more sustainable system than the slaughtering of animals, and it notes the growing trend towards vegetarian and vegan lifestyles.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
This week on the campaign trail, former Vice President Joe Biden was in Iowa, and he raised a few folks' eyebrows when he said this.
If I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer.
Now, the comments sparked immediate reaction, including from Natalie Harp, who is battling stage 2 bone cancer for most of her life. She joins Fox and Friends and says that President Trump's Right to Try Act allowed her to make a comeback after a nurse's medical mistake in 2015 left her wheelchair-bound and in excruciating pain.
As I like to say, I'm not dying from cancer anymore thanks to President Trump. I'm living with cancer. And I failed 2 rounds of chemotherapy, and the doctor said, you know, you're just going to have to wait until the next ones come on the market, which would be over a year. They'd already given me my prognosis, and I was like, I don't want to wait. I was rejected from clinical trials because I am the youngest person in this rare bone cancer that I have, and so I didn't really have any other options, and President Trump signed Right to Try, and there's now also, so I started looking at different doctors that would treat me in that way, as well as FDA-approved drugs for a non-approved use. And now, I mean, I'm walking, I'm healthy, I'm living the quality of life that I always wanted to have that it took me 4 years to find because I wasn't offered it here. It took President Trump going to Washington to be able to get that for me.
Please remember, you can always find us on the iHeartRadio app by searching USA Radio News and take us along wherever you go. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.